visit made a difference. I'm Joe Chiaro, Fox News. President Biden returns to Washington tonight after a swing through three western states to support Democratic candidates. In Portland today, he gave a speech talking about how his Inflation Reduction Act will reduce drug costs.
And he also took shots at Republicans in Congress.
When it actually comes time to do something about inflation around the kitchen table, Republicans in Congress said no. If they take control, they've said their first aim is to get rid of the Inflation Reduction Act, and inflation is going to go up, not down.
This is not the end of the campaign trail for President Biden. The White House has just confirmed today that President Biden will go to Pennsylvania in 13 days to campaign there in a very tight Senate race.
Fox's Dan Springer. Police in Stockton, California say a man suspected in six serial killings and wounding a woman was arrested early this morning. Investigators say 43-year-old Wesley Brownlee was stopped in his car after police had been watching him. They say he was dressed in black, had a gun, and was hunting for a victim. Venezuelans hoping to find refuge by crossing into the U.S. over the southern border are feeling lost after the Biden administration announced it will begin sending them back into Mexico. Louisiana Republican Senator Bill Cassidy.
The Biden administration effectively wants open borders. Effectively, they want that. And now it's totally out of control. Even they have to do something. And so they're going back to policies that the last administration did, which were the last policies that worked.
There were 25,000 Venezuelan migrant encounters in August. Russia says at least 11 of its soldiers were killed in a shooting incident during target practice. They say two men from an unnamed ex-Soviet nation opened fire before they were shot and killed. 15 other Russian soldiers were wounded. America is listening to Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
SpaceX has been busy over the past 24 hours, as Fox's Jack Callahan reports.
Four astronauts returned to Earth early Friday aboard the SpaceX Dragon crew capsule, splashing down off the Florida Atlantic coast, ending a six-month mission to the International Space Station. Then, early this morning, the company lit up the space coast with the launch of a Falcon 9 rocket.
3, 2, 1, engines full power, and ignition. Lift off the Falcon 9, go Hotbird, go Falcon.
Overnight, SpaceX successfully deployed communications satellites into orbit to serve Europe, the Middle East, and North Africa. Jack Callahan, Fox News.
The SpaceX capsule caused a sonic boom over Georgia as it flew over the state. Two people hospitalized after an American Airlines flight hit violent turbulence last night. Ambulances and fire rescue vehicles were dispatched to the tarmac at Miami International Airport as the plane arrived from New York.
I was just petitioning God to just hold the pilot's hand and just cover all of us. It was terrible. I've been flying for 24 years as a flight attendant. I never experienced such a drastic drop.
Started shaking really bad. Items were flying everywhere.
People was bumping their head. People lost their stuff. And so, yeah, that was a real scary experience.
Officials didn't provide any details on the injured passengers. An ex-Yale employee gets jail time after admitting to stealing $40 million from the school.
Jamie Patrone sentenced to 9 years after pleading guilty to one count of filing a false tax return and one count of wire fraud. Patrone, through her job at the university's School of Medicine, authorized purchases for her department that were priced below $10,000. That was a threshold for not needing additional approval. She admitted to the thefts of $40 million in computer and electronic hardware from the school. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
And I'm Joe Chiaro, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.